We interrupt our regular schedule of Unpacked with PMMI podcasts, as these are anything but regular times. Hi, I'm Sean Riley. With the industry and our society a bit unstable right now, we are trying to use every one of our channels at PMMI to do whatever we can to help everyone through these uncertain times. Here we speak with Polypack Vice President and PMMI Chairperson Emmanuel Cerf, as well as Garvey Corporation's Jake Garvey, on how their organizations are forging ahead after employing the proper caution. Let's jump right in. Jake, did Garvey have a crisis plan in place for this type of situation?
So Garvey Corporation didn't have a plan for this specific issue that we're going through right now in place prior to last week. But as we started gearing up for things we needed to do, we realized that a lot of things that we've done to improve our business over the past five or so years has enabled us to react very quickly. So no, we did not have a plan in place for this specific issue. But some of the things that we've done, I mean, probably about 6 months ago, we put in a voice over IP phone system that immediately allowed, I think we have currently 29 people working from home right now. Not because anyone's sick, but because, you know, kids are off school. A lot of our employees have children that they're home from school now. So we're giving our employees that flexibility. And one, if they feel that it's not safe to come to work, we still want to give them an opportunity to work and continue life as normally as possible.
Awesome. So it was just a situation where you guys had fortunately implemented something that obviously ended up being a benefit in this type of situation. So that's great to hear. With that, Emmanuel, overall, how is Polypack keeping its employees safe?
Well, obviously, we have many measures, and we go with the OSHA warnings that we read every morning before we go to work. All our openings, all the doors in our facilities are open. The front door is open. Workers are not supposed to walk around and talk to other departments. We've segregated all the departments by color, so all the workers here have a shirt color that, if they belong to the electrical, to the manufacturing, to the sales, to the service, to the parts, have different shirt colors so that we know that the groupings are staying together and that no one is invading another's privacy.
Interesting. How about internally, Jake? How is Garvey managing the situation in-house, and how are you keeping your employees as up-to-date and informed as possible?
So last Thursday, we decided to have a company-wide meeting to kind of just inform our employees of coronavirus and what steps we're doing, get some feedback from Garvey Corporation employees on what they're hearing, what concerns they have, and how we can help them out. We actually decided to actually do two separate meetings just so we could space the chairs farther apart per the guidelines of the CDC of this, try and do the social distancing. So we held two meetings last Thursday where we, talked about where we went from having our cleaning company come in 3 days a week to 5 days a week, putting hand sanitizer out all the doors in the common break tables and things like that, as well as cleaning supplies. And then also talked about getting people set up to work from home if they wanted that option. And also talked about market volatility through this. And, because we have 401k that we offer to our employees, and trying to calm some of those fears that, our employees have.
Perfect. Emmanuel, are there any other ways other than, the traditional, the email, the phone calls, et cetera, those type of things that Polypack is using to communicate with customers?
Yeah, nothing has changed on that. They send us emails, they give us a call. We've had less requests for normal routine service calls as companies are kind of shutting down the access of by personnel inside their plants. But everything is really as usual. I don't think from the outside you'd be able to tell any difference on the reaction of what Polypack can offer our customers. One thing Polypack is doing is since we too have restricted the customers' access to our facility, we're also have a whole setup for video FATs that we perform in our plant and send a video to our customers for their approval and then ship the machines.
Manuel, how about conducting virtual customer visits or remote service calls? How is Polypack handling that during this time?
We have the ability to, through the internet, to have access to our machines out in the field. In the past, it's just been restricted by customers. They are today opening those venues so that we have access to the equipment through the internet. And I would say 90% of issues that we encounter can be solved through the internet. So I think this sets up a really interesting business model for the future as well. I think we will see our businesses change a little bit the way we work in the future. So that we are more flexible, and you know, for Polypack, even though this is a really important crisis and it's not fun for everyone, we are really jumping on this to make it much better for the future.
Gentlemen, we can't thank you enough for finding the time to sit down and talk with us. Our listeners will really appreciate the insights and your willingness to acknowledge that we're all in this together, and that eventually, this too shall pass. Stay tuned for more podcasts with PMMI members as they share guidance to help navigate the COVID-19 pandemic in an effort to keep the industry strong and connected.